And now we have another story about women taking leadership. You may have heard about some game in San Francisco this week, some guys whacking a baseball around. Who cares? The real All-Star game is this weekend, the WNBA's, that is. Donna Orender is the president of the league, the second since the league was founded 11 years ago. She joins us now from our New York bureau. Welcome. Thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure, and I love that introduction.
Well, we aim to please. You, before taking this job with the WNBA, you spent 17 years with the PGA Tour. It seems like a very different job, a very well-established sport, a very committed fan base. This seems like a very different environment. So what have you taken from the PGA that you can apply to your leadership of the WNBA?
Well, you are definitely right. It is a totally different environment. And this the environment of the WNBA is one that I just embrace and feel so privileged to be a part of. But being part of the PGA Tour was also an outstanding experience. And I was there for such a long time that it wasn't always as established and well thought of, if you will, in terms of its fan base that it is now. So there is a parallel in coming to an organization that is really looking to grow and find itself and develop its fan base in a substantial way. And I think from the PGA Tour, I was able to learn that kind of business acumen in terms of saying, okay, we've got something here that's special. How do we make it bigger?
What's your major challenge?
I really do think it's awareness and really the sensibility of how fantastic women athletes are. And you have to realize that women have come to sports. It's really a rather recent phenomenon. Title IX's only 35 years old. So if you really look at that as the beginning of what we see are generational shifts in terms of women's participation and sensibilities about sports, we're just kind of coming into our own in the whole sports world.
Now, attendance is actually down, which is interesting given that a lot of people think that the level of play has actually improved in recent years. So why do you think it is? As I understand it, that it's dipping below an average of 8,000 fans per game. So first of all, why do you think attendance has been eroding, and what can you do to turn it around?
Well, I'm happy to tell you that attendance is up.
Compared to when?
To last year. I'm happy to report
that. It's been over
that.
Last year, but over the last 4 years, that's been trending downward. And we've certainly seen that in this market, which had a very loyal fan base, was filling the arena even when the team wasn't doing particularly well. So
I would tell you that D.C. still has a fantastically loyal fan base. And I think that the new ownership is committed to continue to grow that fan base. But it's going to be built on a very viable and realistic business platform. And heretofore, you know, there's lots of different philosophies on how you fill an arena. And I believe that filling our arenas with paid customers and servicing those customers well is really what's going to make this league successful on a business level. And I think that's what's happening in Washington. I think that's what's happening across the league. And I think that's why you're beginning to see our numbers starting to trend back upwards.
I had an opportunity to visit with some members of the Mystics at the beginning of the season. One of the things we talked about was the idea that women's basketball is basketball, but it has its own virtues, which is there aren't that many players who can dunk. You don't see the same kinds of razzle-dazzle moves that a lot of the men demonstrate, but that they have their own qualities. Do you still feel that that's a challenge for you, to sell women's basketball in its own terms as opposed to boys' light?
I actually think that the true essence, the true beauty of basketball really is embodied in the women's game. It's all about the fundamentals that the game was created and built upon, which is teamwork, very distinct skill sets. It's about shooting and rebounding. I mean, listen, our players are getting stronger and bigger and faster all the time, but it's still a premium. There's not a woman that's going to step up to the free throw line and, you know, take one step and dunk. In this day and age, there is an appreciation for that. But I think for the true basketball purists, as well as for general sports fans who want a really fun environment, the WNBA is a fantastic experience.
Take me over the trajectory. Do you think that initially there was the novelty factor? People came out because it was kind of something new, and then it settled into maturity, and now it's really finding its own core? I mean, to the degree that you feel that attendance has rebounded, why do you think it's rebounded?
I think from a business perspective, I think we're just going back to the basic fundamentals of how to really service our customers, talk to them, really increase our marketing and our awareness. And I think that, you know, our business is going to continue to scale that way. You know, we're a summer season dealing with a lot of young athletes who play in the fall and the winter, reaching out to them in a way that's meaningful, that brings them out in the summertime to support, you know, their role models and sports idols. And I think that's starting to have traction.
Where do you think the league's going to be in 5 years?
I think the league will be much more part of the general sports fabric. I think it will be appreciated for the uniqueness that it offers. You know, in a day and age when people are looking for role models, when they're looking for people who care about their community, when they're looking for affordability, or they're looking for accessibility, you know, I think we have a responsibility to support it, and it's right in front of us with the WNBA.
And finally, Donna, I understand that you were an All-American ball player at Queens College of New York. You played professionally for the New York Stars.
True.
Of the Women's Basketball League. You know, I was part of the Mighty Radcliffe women's squad.
I'm very familiar with the Mighty Radcliffe women.
So my question is, do you think you could take me?
Without a doubt.
Oh!
Without a doubt. Did you hear my hesitation?
We'll have to put a quarter on that.
I would love it. I would love it.
Okay. Donna Orender is president of the WNBA. She joined us from our New York bureau. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
A real privilege to be with you. Thank you.